Good morning, everyone. This is Dennis sharing again with you. Yesterday, we started in John chapter 13, and we ended here in verse 15. So I would like to continue there, but before we get started, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you again for such a beautiful day again. And another day of rejoicing, we can follow you. We can choose to look up to you. Lord, that's a blessing, and we also thank you for the blood of Jesus again. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father, may you just have complete control in our lives. And may you draw us closer to you by your word. As we search your word out and your will, Father, as we just bless us, encourage us to get up in the morning and spend time with you. Not just 5 minutes, but spend time meditating on your word and connecting into your spirit in your word and in your prayer. Just meditating on you and your word. And the Father, may you just bless our hearts as we continue to study your word. Help us to grow until you call us home. And Father, let us not grow weary in well-doing. And let us not just bless us here and guide and direct us, as we have no need here in America to be discouraged, but we have many, many blessings to count. Thank you, Lord. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, John chapter 13, verse 15, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done." Remember what we were talking about yesterday? The feet washing, communion. He has given us an example, and we should walk as him, and do as him. Some people might say, well, there's no need to have feet washing. There's no need to have communion. Beloved, if you believe that, you're believing a lie. It is important. It's very important. So let's continue here in verse 16. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." And that's a beautiful picture there. We were also talking yesterday about humbling ourselves. Remember, we humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. We humble ourselves to brothers and sisters in the Lord. Here it says, "The servant is not greater than his Lord." And I picture this, we're not greater than Christ. And Christ is also saying, I'm not greater than God, because he has sent me. And that could maybe take it to a deeper extent. I'm not sure if I have the explanation of it to take it deeper. I feel like there's something more in this verse, and I'm not quite getting it there. But this is the picture I have right now. Is we are here. The Lord loves us. We're not just a little speck of dirt. We're a lot more than a speck of dirt. But we should be here, loving the Lord, to a point to where we can see that we're here a vessel for the Lord. The Lord speaks us, he uses us, and that's a blessing. If the Lord starts to use us as a vessel, that's good. And let me just give you a picture. I guess I'll just give you a picture that I have of a vessel of the Word of God going from God through us, through a lost soul. If you know what a water pipe is, we connect the water pipe from one faucet and we might take it 200 feet. We might take it longer than that into a big water tank. If we wouldn't have, now if we just open the spigot and really hope the water would go 200 feet into that tank, it would not work. Beloved, it wouldn't work. We need that water hose, and we need to connect it tightly. We need to connect it tightly to the spigot, and then put the other end in that tank. And that hose is our vessel. That hose is our vessel to get the water from the spigot to the tank, wherever we want the water in. So if that gives us a picture, God wants to reach lost souls, and he needs to use his children, because we're humans here. We can speak. He gives us a life. He gives us breath to speak. And we're here as his vessel. So God gives us the living water, and he runs it through us into lost souls, into his other tank, into his other soul that he wants to save and bring up, and then later use him to reach other lost souls. So I don't know, maybe we got kind of sidetracked here, but that's the picture I have of being a vessel of the Lord. He gives us the word, he teaches us, he draws us out of darkness into his light, and then he uses us. And that's a blessing. We need to let him use us. Because if we don't let us use us, then he might say to us, like he said to the Galatians, "Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" He might say, if I quit, if I don't let him use me, you might say, "Oh, you foolish Dennis, who has bewitched you?" If that makes it clear. But let's keep reading here. "If ye know these things, happy are you if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture may be fulfilled." He's talking about Judas here. "He that eateth bread with me has lifted up his heel against me." And there again, let's not lift our heels up against God. We know the scripture needed to be fulfilled here. Judas was going to do it. Christ knew Judas was going to betray him. But I just want to encourage us not to lift up our heels against God. Let's be here for a vessel for him. And now I tell you, before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I come. So he's telling the disciples here ahead of time what's going to happen, so that when it happens, that they would believe it. You know, probably if he wouldn't have told them and explained them what's going to happen, they would be shocked and couldn't believe it. Maybe, I don't know what would have happened, but he's saying here, "Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, that you may believe that I am he." Verse 20, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me, receiveth him. He that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me." So there we go again. If we're out preaching, just sharing the word, maybe we're not out just literally preaching, but we get an opportunity to share the gospel with someone. If that person receives us, he has received Christ. And if he received Christ, he has received the Father, received him that sent me. And God sent Jesus Christ. So there again, we're being a vessel. He's not receiving. If he receives us, he has received Christ. So and we need to point every soul. We need every time we need to point every soul back to Christ. not to us. You need to point them to Christ. Remember, we're here as a vessel. So we need, our job is to point them to Christ. And just once he is in Christ and living for Christ, he's a brother in Christ, move on to the next one. And it doesn't have to be an order like that, that we just win one soul and deal with him and then go to the next. But what I'm saying is, at one point in time, we should be able to stand on our own feet and seek the Lord. And so, verse 21, when Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, excuse me, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved, Simon Peter, therefore beckoned him. He beckoned the one that was leaning on Jesus' bosom, that he should ask who he, basically saying, I believe this was John leaning on the bosom of Jesus' breast, or leaning on Jesus' bosom. So basically what Peter was saying here is, John, could you ask him, beckon him, ask him who it should be of whom he speaks? Who are you speaking about, Jesus? Basically what he's asking, he wanted to know. Then lying on Jesus' breast, says unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, he it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Zechariah, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then sent Jesus unto him, that thou doest quickly. I'm not sure what he's talking about. It looks like he's telling him to do it quickly, or saying that he will do it quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag of that Judas had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Notice, a lot of times when evil things get done, it's in the night, and it always connects. The night is dark, it's dark outside, and the evil things are spiritually dark too. So, if we're in the light, we're going to do things that lines up with Scripture and is true and right in the sight of God. It's not going to be evil, darkness, and all that kind of stuff. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. See, to a human mind, it's hard to grasp that. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified. And we might say, it's awful, because he's going to crucify, he's going to betray him, and then they're going to crucify him. They're going to kill him. But Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, is verse 32, if God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you shall seek me as I said unto the Jews, Whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And see, Christ gave, he loved us, and he gave his life for us. So if we love one another, and if we have to, if we get in such a situation, we should give our life for someone else, whether it be unto death, or whether it's just giving up our earthly things for the sake of our brother spiritually, we should do so. We should absolutely do so. But this shall all men know, that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. It's so that if we have love one to another, the community that is devoted to Christ, congregation, the church that is devoted to Christ, and the light is shining. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. That people might look to that church and say, that church is something different. They really have Christ. They really believe in Christ. They're not just a bunch of hypocrites. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterward. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily I say unto you, to thee the cock shall crow. The cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. So Peter sought his stance. What did the scripture say? Any man think he is something, let him take heed lest he fall, or something like that. And Peter was not gonna forsake Christ. He was going to die with him, and I believe Christ knew that Peter's going to fail. He doesn't really know what he's saying there, but anyways, let's just be encouraged again to seek the Lord, and let's start John chapter 14 tomorrow, and just meditate on the Word, and let you all pray for me, and we'll pray for you, and I hope you're being blessed and encouraged. I hope I'm not putting anything out there that is discouraging you or is not true teaching. If I'm doing so, feel free to leave us a message. And again, if you have any messages or any questions, feel free to leave us a message at the end of this message. And have any questions or whatever it may be. So, and to do so, it is just press 099. And tomorrow morning, I'm kind of going to give you a number. We have a Saturday morning Bible study on here too. It is a different number, but and I don't have that number right in front of me, so I'll try to have that ready for tomorrow morning and give you that number, that phone number and extension number and how to listen in. So if you want to be involved in a Saturday morning Bible study, whether you just want to listen in or speak or ask questions there, that would be great. We love discussing the Word of God, and we like to learn ourselves. We're not here as we know everything, but we're here for the Lord, as I share. We're here vessels for the Lord. So God bless you all, and I'll try to have that number for you tomorrow morning. God bless.